Here's another installment of StoryCorps, the history project that brings us audio snapshots of American life. Today we get a glimpse into the life and times of Barb Fuller Curry. She is 68 years old, and she lives across the street from the farm where she grew up. That farm is in Whiteside County, Illinois. And she's interviewed here by her son, 34-year-old Craig Curry.
When I come and visit you out in the country, every once in a while a combine or a tractor will drive by in front of the house, and a lot of times you'll cry when you see them. Why is that?
I cry because I'm so proud of how hard my mom and dad worked. When I was a young child, I didn't appreciate it. I think I was in almost my 40s or 50s before I really realized the sacrifices that they made and what all it took. One spring I remember, I had to be maybe 6 or 7 years old, somewhere in that age, and my dad was getting behind with planting the corn and soybeans. Of course, then there weren't lights on the tractors. And so he rigged up lights so that they could farm at night. And my mom is the one that did the farming at night. Daddy would work in the field all day, then come in for supper. And then mom would go out to the field, and my dad would stay in with us kids. And I can remember after I'd had my bath upstairs in the big old two-story house, we would go to the window and listen for my mom out in the field. And I lost my mom in May. And I appreciate so much everything she did for me. My dad always said she was the best hired man he ever had.
Barb Fuller Curry with her son Craig Curry at a StoryCorps mobile booth in Chicago, Illinois. StoryCorps is currently in Las Vegas and in Gulfport, Mississippi. And if you'd like to learn how you can share your story and have it preserved in the Library of Congress, just go to npr.org.
StoryCorps is made possible by a grant from Saturn.